From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The White House says the U.S. will suspend participation in meetings related to an upcoming G8 session in Sochi, Russia. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this is an effort to show there are consequences for Russia's military activity in the Crimea region of Ukraine.
President Obama spoke on the phone for 90 minutes with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the situation in Ukraine. And based on the limited official reports from the White House and Kremlin, it seems the leaders spoke past each other. According to the White House, quote, President Obama expressed his deep concern over Russia's clear violation of Ukrainian sovereignty. The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin discussed what he calls the provocative and criminal actions of ultranationalists, supported by the current authorities in Kiev. Obama suggested Russia could take these concerns to international organizations like the UN Security Council. The Kremlin says Russia retains the right to protect its interests. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
As the crisis in Syria enters its third year without an end in sight, Robert Ford, the U.S. ambassador to Damascus, is stepping down. Susanna George reports Ford's announcement follows failed peace talks and ongoing violence.
Ford's resignation comes at a time when U.S. Syria policy appears stalled. Peace talks in Switzerland, which Ford was instrumental in arranging, have proven fruitless, and violence in many parts of the country is worsening. Ford has been the Obama administration's point person on Syria's civil war since day one. After concerns for his safety forced him to flee Damascus shortly after protests began in 2011, he spent months shuttling between Washington, Turkey, and elsewhere in the region, meeting with Syrian opposition leaders and fighters. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Larry Silverman was appointed as Ford's temporary replacement Friday. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George.
Witnesses tell the Xinhua news agency attackers, most of them wearing all black, entered a train station in southwestern China earlier today armed with knives and started injuring people. By the time it was all over, at least 29 people had reportedly been killed, including five of the assailants. More than 100 others were injured. Chinese authorities now believe Muslim Uyghur separatists were responsible. Today's attack comes right before the annual meeting of parliament opens in Beijing. Officials in Washington state are taking steps to relieve the pressure at the Wanapum Dam after a 65-foot-long crack was discovered along the base. A utility spokesman says as a precautionary measure, the water above the dam is being drawn down about 20 feet while inspectors take a closer look at the crack. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Boston is apparently easing its restriction on gay organizations participating. Under a tentative deal brokered by Boston Mayor, parade organizers have agreed to let gay military veterans march. This is NPR. Anchorage, Alaska is filled with party animals today. Mushers and their dogs are participating in the ceremonial start to the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. It's a chance for locals and tourists to mingle with those who will cover nearly 1,000 miles over 9 days. The official start will be tomorrow, about 50 miles north of Anchorage. Allie Zirkel has confidence in her team of 16 dogs.
I have a fantastic team. Me being dog number 17, I hope I can coach them and keep them full together. I think that's probably the wild card. The team is not a wild card. It's the best team I've ever had.
The winner will receive a prize of $50,400 and a new truck. Hollywood will be handing out awards tomorrow night, the Academy Awards. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on some of the front runners.
Two films this year dominate the predicted winners. The Best Picture Oscar could go to the saga 12 Years a Slave.
My name is Solomon Northup. I'm a free man.
And you have no right whatsoever to detain me.
The stars of this film, Chiwetel Ejiofor and Lupita Nyong'o, are also favored nominees. Or the Best Picture Award could go to the space thriller Gravity. Gravity's director, Alfonso Cuarón, is a shoe-in for Best Director. Other expected winners are Dallas Buyers Club actors Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto, and Cate Blanchett for the Woody Allen picture Blue Jasmine. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.